This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call us 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine with today's Perks deal. Half off $50 to Las Margaritas with 8 locations throughout the Mid-South. Las Margaritas has all your favorite Mexican dishes, including tacos, burritos, chimichangas, and more. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
National contest data message rates apply. Now, it's Memphis Money Madness. Penny, hoops, and cash. All month long. Brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more. Here's this hour's code word.
All right, chance to win $1,000 right now. Pick up that phone. Text the word FAME, F-A-M-E. Text FAME to 72881 now for your chance to win a grand. We're giving you a chance to win a grand all day long, every day on 92.9 for the next couple weeks. So pick up your phone, text FAME, F-A-M-E, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. I'll have another chance coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. Right now, you got about an hour to text the word FAME, F-A-M-E, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're happy.
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Man, this what you've been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to we want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Yo, girl, it's hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke, whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my pay. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? Who that? I got that flame. Who that? Who that? I got that flame. Who that? Who that? I got that flame. So don't worry about, no worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It is October 10th, John Martin. That means we are closer to the number 10 team in the country, UCF, coming in here to play Memphis in a nationally televised matchup. We'll remind you, Memphis has upset a nationally ranked opponent on ABC 3 years in a row.
That's true.
Looking to make it a fourth year in a row. And, John, I got to tell you this. I know you're going to be distraught. The NL and AL championship series are set, John.
Yep.
And I got bad news for you. Your Yankees didn't make it. The Red Sox prevail. They're
Damn
the
it.
Final team in. John, I'm sorry. Now I'm out. Chicago Cubs done. Your Yankees, we know how closely you followed them all season long. They were your pick to click.
Yes, they were.
They are now gone. It's done.
All right, no more all rise, huh?
No more all rise. He blew it, man. He blew it by playing Frank Sinatra. That's what people are trying to say. They're blaming him, Johnny. Played Frank Sinatra after they beat Boston and made it 1-1. Boston came to New York and won two in a row.
What song did he play? My Way?
No, New York.
New York.
Yes, of course.
It is a classic. Speaking of
people trying to blame him for that.
Well, I will tell you,
Boston got him back last night.
I do think music choice is important. I'll be honest. Like, I was watching those UFC fights on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the women fighters came out to Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
There you go.
And I guaranteed at that moment that woman would lose. And she did. You cannot come out as a fighter to Don't Stop Believing, bro.
What does the homie Black Beast come out to? Are you aware?
I'm just curious. I threw that one on the hot spot. He might come out with no music.
Okay.
Like, I think he's that kind of dude. You know what I mean? He don't need no damn music. He walks out.
He has moved up on the list of guys I like.
Well, did you see he's fighting on November the 3rd? He's fighting like less than a month
after he just took 200 blows to the head.
He doesn't. That's what how they've done him the whole time. He's like, man, they got me fighting so many fights in such a short period of time. I need a rest.
Yeah,
I like Black Beast.
It's not right. But yes, congratulations to the Red Sox for advancing to the championship there in the AL.
Nicely put.
Do you like how I did that?
You did that well. I was the word. You did it. You handled it.
We have to start the show by, you know, our thoughts are go out to the people of Florida. I mean,
absolutely.
There are lots of Memphians who went down there this week for fall break.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly know a ton because that's what teachers do. You know, once fall break comes, they get the hell out of Dodge, baby. They fly south. They had to come back because of, obviously, Hurricane Michael, which is on pace to be the strongest storm to ever hit the panhandle. Category 4 hurricane right now. It's nearing landfall. Winds, latest that I've seen, of 150 miles an hour. I mean, so that is very scary. And, you know, we've seen the destruction that these things do. And so,
thoughts
certainly.
And prayers and bat down the hatches, huh?
Yeah, because, I mean, you got to think about it, man. Like, you're leaving your home and, like, you don't know when you can come back. And when you can come back, like, what are you going to have to come back to?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a horrible feeling. That is an absolutely horrible feeling. So we are certainly thinking of those folks down there. Hopefully they evacuated. Certainly you hope that they get out of there. So here's what we got going on the show today. At 11:25, we're going to talk to Mark Spears. Mark Spears covers the NBA for The Undefeated and ESPN. He had a very nice article about Derrick Rose. And basically the gist of the article was lots of guys who have been where he has been would have retired by now. They've been through what he's been through. They would have just said, you know what? I can't do this anymore.
Right.
You know, he's been through legal troubles. He's been through health troubles.
Just over and over again with the knees.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, obviously now on a 1-year deal with Minnesota again. And so, you know, trying to resurrect that career. I mean, he's only what? How old is Derrick Rose? He can't be 28 years old. Oh, he's 30. Okay, he's 30. But it feels like he's 35. You know what I mean? And so we'll talk to Mark Spears about D. Rose. And, of course, the rest of the NBA at 11:25. At 12:25, you might have heard there's a big game this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Jason mentioned it. It's number 10-ranked UCF coming into town to try to get their 19th win in a row against the University of Memphis. That game going to be on ABC. We will talk to Dave Lamont. Dave Lamont's going to be on the call, play-by-play man for ESPN. So we'll catch up with him at 12:25 about the game, get his thoughts on everything at 12:25. He was on the call for the Tulane game.
Uh-oh.
I'm not sure how we feel about that.
Uh-oh.
I'm not sure if we're, you know, is he our hex? Is Dave Lamont our hex a little bit? Because that was one of the worst efforts that we've ever seen from a Mike Norvell coach team.
That was not a good performance. No, let's not. Certainly
we don't want to put this on Dave.
Don't blame him before he comes on. Certainly don't do that.
We don't want to put this one on Dave, huh?
Nah.
All right, we'll spare Dave for a day. He'll join us at 12:25. 12:45, very excited about this. We have a new colleague at The Athletic. His name is Amari Sankofa, the second. He is the new Grizzlies beat writer.
Dig that.
So we've got some new blood in town. We're going to give him some suggestions, things he needs to know about Memphis. Like, if there's one thing you would tell an out-of-towner right now about what they need to know about Memphis, if they're coming in, if they're moving to Memphis, what would be your piece of advice?
Hug it. Don't criticize us.
Hug it.
Hug the city.
Okay,
You might, you know, your first thoughts might be, man, this place is a little slow.
What about?
But no. Hug it. Embrace it. Don't talk bad about us.
Okay.
They're going to get outcast really quick.
They're going to live here, though. So how about some tangible advice?
Nah, you know, hit up the Wing Guru about twice a week. You'll be all right.
Okay. Hit up the Wing. We have a great movie theater, don't we? The Paradiso. We have lots of great movie theaters.
I was going to say, we have several. You're singling out one there. But yes, we have several.
Well, that's where the IMAX is.
Mm-hmm.
We have an IMAX.
Yeah, They're, make sure you say things other than movies, because remember, we saw Wiseman, so it's only the movies.
We have, Shelby Farms has undergone a transformation, I think that's safe to say.
Well, they can go to the tranquil atmosphere out there.
We have
out there and relax.
Ben, are we missing anything for our new friend Amari Sankofa?
The
zoo.
My man said the zoo. That's up there with the city's musical history, of course, and
a bunch of great museums.
Absolutely,
we do have a bunch of great museums. Like, we have the Pink Palace. We have the Civil Rights Museum.
What we want to do is send Sankofa to all the good places. We want to see the UCF fans that are coming to town to all the bad places. You get the picture.
Correct. Yeah. So we will do that with Amari at 12:45. Then at 1:25, Gary Parrish joins us every Wednesday. We will talk to him at 1:25. Specifically, about the college basketball trials that are going on right now, because you continue to hear, you know, testimony come out of that. Brian Bowen's father, I think the latest is that Kenny Johnson, the assistant at Louisville, gave him, you know, rent money.
$1,300.
Yeah, $1,300.
Ooh.
I'm waiting
for the big stuff.
Is it like,
where's the big money?
Like the
was
what?
That part on the $100,000? Like, where's the
well,
big money?
Well, first of all,
bro?
let's be real about it. Brian Bowen ain't getting the big money. I mean, what was he, like a top 100 kid? Hold on, let me look at this. Brian Bowen, according to Rivals.com.
What was he ranked at that time?
He was a 2017 small mm-hmm. forward. He was ranked, 21 in the country.
Yeah, he's a five-star.
All right, so if Brian Bowen.
That's all everybody said. He's a five-star.
So if the going rate for Brian Bowen, I think it was 100,000, right?
Then yes.
Wasn't that the number? So it was 100,000 plus 1,300 with the rent money. And I'm sure he got more at some point. So basically,
that's what I'm waiting to hear about.
But basically like $101,000. What would a top five player get? What would the number one player in the country get?
So I'm saying, the FBI testimony, you know, all this testimony about $1,300. I think we're waiting for the big stuff. $1,300 is probably going down quite a few places.
Wasn't there a report like 2 days ago that it was Dick Vitale? Dick Vitale said there's going to be some
was coming.
Groundbreaking
that's what I'm waiting
testimony?
On.
Yeah, it has not happened yet.
Gary's had his finger on this. He'll know the big stuff from the little stuff, but so far, still waiting on the big stuff.
Yeah, so we'll talk to GP about this at 1:25. But before we do that, your Memphis Grizzlies are in action tonight. Can I get a growl? Can I get a growl, Bennett? It's one of those things.
Mine was close.
Yours was close. You know, the bear's been hibernating for
Bennett's
quite some time.
He's on the appetizer stage of lunch, and so if you catch him in that stage, you might
what are you? What are you eating? Handy candy over there?
A little candy corn maybe to appetize this morning.
What are you eating over there?
A tomato.
Yesterday it was Cheez-Its.
From my father-in-law's garden.
That's really sweet. Not Marc Gasol's, though, huh?
No, but I like what Mark does. I'm trying to get on that level.
And the fourth pick. No.
What is in those tomatoes?
Tomatoes got that man drunk back there.
Yeah, I'm just anxious.
Must be some sweet, sweet tomatoes.
I think those
there.
Tomatoes are laced. Okay?
They might be.
But anyway, the Memphis Grizzlies are in action tonight. You can hear that game right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. They're taking on the Orlando Magic. The season is getting close. I mean, do you realize the NBA season starts in 6 days?
It's go time. It's always like this because you're in football mode, but you gotta kind of shift that back gear to be NBA ready, and then you move that gear forward, you know, as sort of football season goes away. So it's always a weird time right now to sort of transition into that. But yes, you're right. I mean, it's about to be go time.
Yeah, it's almost go time in the National Basketball Association. And we've talked about it. I mean, this season for your Memphis Grizzlies, it's going to be an interesting one, you know, because
you used to be a lot more excited about it than the way you talk now. We're just going to point that out.
Well, I got swept up in the trade. I got swept up in the big trade, you know, of sending away Ben McLemore and Deontay Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I'll say, like, nothing has really changed, but it's a lot easier to get excited about winning 38 games in July than it is, like, when it's time to go, you know? It just is. You could actually, like, oh, okay, 38, like, wouldn't be that bad, given, you know, last year, and then you get there and say, well, 38's not that good, you know? But anyway, it is going to be an interesting year for the Grizzlies because they're kind of at odds with themselves because you have, you know, the aging veterans. I think Mike turns 31. I want to say he turns 31 this week. And then Mark, you know, Mark is in his mid-30s. And then you also have the young guys who you've acquired. Whether it's Kyle Anderson, who was 24 years old. You've got...
You're dead on. His birthday's tomorrow.
I mean, I know my Mike Conley birthday now. I mean, I'm telling you, I know my Mike Conley birthday. But you got Jaren Jackson. So you're kind of at odds here. Are they developing the young guys? Are they trying to compete for a playoff spot? Usually it's pretty hard to do both of those things at the same time. And mm-hmm. what obviously complicates that whole thing is that they owe a pick. They owe a pick right. That is top eight protected to the Boston Celtics. Now, you would like to go ahead and get that out of the way.
Sort of the way we've been operating.
Yeah, you just would like to convey that pick before it becomes, you know, a great one. You know, like if you keep the pick, you owe it next year, and then I think it's only top five per time. And so that pick gets better, and you're like, which way is your team going,
right.
Realistically?
Right.
So what you would like to do is finish, you know, out of the bottom eight, right, as it were.
No question.
And get that pick out of the way, and then rebuild. Because that's, I mean, that
folks, this is what we're looking at here. I mean, you're just trying to make it, you're trying to make the transition as least clumsily as possible.
Yeah. With the hope also that grit and grind can work, right? That these old, that mix of old vets and young guys will form a what? An eight or a seven seed. That's the hope.
Correct.
Right? So we get it.
Correct.
You're back. I mean, it's grit and grind part two. Look, here's the thing, and it's what every expert will tell you. If those guys are healthy, people respect the Memphis Grizzlies. Every NBA team will respect if you've got Mark and Mike healthy. Now, you mentioned the ages. That is the issue. Can they do it this season? Can they stay healthy and at a high level all year long? You know, part of that's going to be, if you're going to do that, if you're going to accomplish that, well, you got to hold them out, you know, occasionally. You'll have to. You'll have to rest them on back-to-backs. Can you do that and still compete for a playoff spot? They're hoping so. I certainly had my doubts. John, sounds like you're coming to my side. We know we've got a man in here, though, that's a glass half full all the time, glass all the way full. That's still predicting, what, 55 wins, Bennett? So we've got both sides covered here.
I mean, you don't really still – did he predict 55?
60, no. 62, he came down to 55.
What did you say, 48?
I'm kidding a little.
Oh, we haven't done that yet?
No, we haven't done that yet.
Okay, we haven't done that yet. Okay, well, what will help us in that effort is the Las Vegas over-unders.
Yes.
Which the latest are out, according to Jeff Sherman, who does all that stuff on Twitter. He put out each NBA over-under.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it would probably be good if we went through, you know, if we went through the important and the relevant teams this year in the NBA and decided whether we're going to ding that over or buzz, you know, for that under. What do we think? What do we want to start?
Well, we need to start with the team right here. Let's just start. I mean, we'll start locally. We'll start with the Memphis Grizzlies. How about that?
Yep.
And this number of 33.5. Now, some people, I've seen people tweeting about it, say, this is easy money. Of course you're going to jump on this. Grizzlies going to be way over 33.5, if not, you know, if they're not a little bit over it. I think I don't think it's that easy to say, particularly.
Because you're dealing with a lot here. I mean, you know, you're basically saying that everybody's going to be healthy. That's what you're saying. Like, the team that has dealt with injuries, it feels like more than any other team in the NBA, is going to be healthy this year.
It feels like they're banking that they're not.
Right.
Vegas.
Oh, that's the safe bet.
I mean, with that low a number.
That's the safe money.
It's a track, though. I mean, you look at 33.5 and you think automatically disrespect, you know, with what Mark and Mike have done.
Yep.
With you know, you've got Jaren Jackson coming in the fold. Jermichael's been good this preseason. You feel like they're going to be solid. Chandler's even giving you a little something. Whether that's translate to 8 to 12 points a game, we'll see.
Yeah.
But it looks like disrespect. And you want to jump on it and say, yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to win more games than that. Does it mean they'll win enough games to get in the playoffs? That's going to be tough.
I'm saying
but
over,
can they
Jason,
be? Can they be
on.
Over 33.5? I believe yes. I mean, it's hard.
They won't smash that number. But I think they're a 38 to 41 team. 35 to 41 team. And so, therefore, I would feel pretty confident. I wouldn't go put, you know, $10,000 on it, but I would feel safe. The question is,
how safely do you feel? How confident can you be putting teams below them in the West? How many teams are there? According to these Vegas odds, there will only be two, if I'm not mistaken. Sacramento, which they've got at 26 on the over and under, and Phoenix, which they've got at 29. After that, in the West, Memphis is your next one at 33.5. They've got Dallas at 35, and I know Dallas is a team we've talked about at one point, right there, kind of.
They're in that category.
But can you make a claim that there are more teams that should be beneath you? It's hard. West got better.
I mean, the Clippers.
Everybody
maybe,
added.
The Clippers possibly. You know what I mean? But other than that, yes, I agree.
They got the Clippers at 37.5.
It is hard. I mean, that's who you're talking about. I mean, you're talking about the Clip. You know, you're talking about the Clippers and the Mavericks, like, and the Grizzlies. That's the category that, frankly, you are in.
Because after that, I mean, you're going up to they got Portland, Minnesota at 41.5, both of them.
But I believe if the Grizzlies are healthy, they are better than those two teams. Like, I believe that. And so, yeah, I'm going to say give me a ding, damn it. I think they're going to hit the over. Now, I'm not going to say go smash that number because, you're wagering on the health. I think that's, with some of these teams like Dallas, you're wagering on the improvement of the young guys. You're wagering on Dennis Smith Jr. and if he's going to take a step.
Yeah,
in his
not on
season.
Whether Dirk's going to make it a full season. That's,
yeah,
that's
with the Grizzlies, you know that they're a 45-ish win team or around there when they're healthy. The problem is they haven't been healthy in 2 years, and so that's what you're gambling on. And I understand Vegas. It's the safe bet with this team, particularly. to set that number low because they haven't been healthy. But I am going to say, you know, every report that we've gotten is that Mike is good. Chandler says he's better than he's ever been.
Right.
You know, what else do I have to go on? So I'm going to say I think 33.5 is such a low number that I'm willing to take that risk and say they're going to be healthy. And so I'm over. I'll go over. What the hell?
Ben, is it disrespectful low, 33.5?
I don't think it's disrespectful because, like you said, I mean, you're taking into account the injuries. But they're healthy right now, and so let's assume they stay healthy. Then, yes, they're above that number.
I think we all agree.
We're all over the 33.
Nobody's predicting, you know, 40-something or anything like that, but over 33.5, certainly.
We're all over 33.5. All right, a couple others before we get to Mark Spears. Who are some others that we need to hit real quick?
Well, they got Golden State at 62. What did they win last year? 58-ish?
Yeah. I'm going to say under that. They don't care about the regular season.
They don't, and the West is better.
Yeah, so I'm going to say under that. I think that's a fair number, but I think they're under that.
Okay, best in the East, Boston at 58.5.
I will say over. I think they're really good.
Yeah.
I do, too.
And I think they're going to care.
They're going to have an easier time winning the East than Golden State will winning the West, even as improved as it is.
Yep.
Right?
And also, like Kyrie's going to play. Like, Kyrie's going to play games.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? As opposed to where you'll see nights where, you know, Kevin Durant doesn't play or Draymond doesn't play. So, yeah, I think that's a good number. I like the over on Boston, 58.5.
All right, here's one.
60 to 62 games.
Lakers at 47.5. That would be the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I'm going to say... 10th
best record overall.
I'm going to say under.
And just for a note here, same number of wins they've got predicted at 47.5, or at least the same over and under number as Denver.
Yeah, I think Denver is just a better team, like a better overall, like cohesive-wise. I think Denver is a better team. I think the Lakers are going to have a lot of things to figure out, and that takes time. Again, would I want to see the Lakers in the playoffs? No, because they have LeBron James. He's the best player on planet Earth. But I think in the regular season, they're going to take their lumps a little bit.
Yep,
I just do. Plus, Lonzo isn't really healthy right now. You know, you're talking about, you know, JaVale McGee, Michael Beasley, you know, Lance Stephen. I mean, this has the potential to blow up, frankly. So I'm going to go under and feel pretty good about that.
I think they're going to be better than most people think, and I just think it's LeBron effect. Everybody will play better.
I mean, maybe so.
The last one got Houston at 56.5. They have them as the second best team in the West. I'm not buying it. I think OKC makes the move.
I agree. I mean,
I really do.
They lost so much
of their defensive.
Yeah.
Identity.
They lost so much. Yeah. I mean, like, if they acquired Jimmy Butler or something like that.
And they had developed, believe, I know it sounds a little silly, but in those playoffs, they had developed a defensive identity. They were mucking it up, and it was working against Golden State. I think you lose some of that when you lose Trevor Ariza. I've got OKC coming up. I really do. I don't think adding Carmelo makes Houston better. I don't.
I mean, that's very fair. So there you go. The over-unders are out. We are 6 days away, ladies and gentlemen, from the NBA regular season getting underway. We'll come back. Mark Spears covers the NBA for The Undefeated. We'll talk to him about that. And his Derrick Rose piece when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason Smith and John Martin, host of the Jason and John Show weekdays on 92.9 FM, ESPN. They're going to be taking the show on the road Friday, October 12th, to the all-new Platinum Jewelers store in Germantown. They're going to be broadcasting live from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. during the grand opening celebration that's going to be going on all day from 10 to 5. There are going to be door prizes, giveaways, food, potential celebrity sightings, all while you're seeing the beautiful new store, which is located at 9387 Poplar Avenue, where the old Doris McClendon store used to be. So if you're in the area, or even if you're not, stop by, see Jason and John, and meet Preston, who will absolutely help with all your jewelry needs. Again, you also might win something, and winning things is fun. The address to the new store, again, Germantown, 9387 Poplar Avenue. That's 9387 Poplar. That's where Jason and John are going to be on Friday. And yes, the other location is still located at 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis. That's Platinum Jewelers. Check them out on Facebook. Check them out on Twitter. And they're on the web at PlatinumJewelers.com. That's PlatinumJewelers.com.
I want you to think of your favorite hot wing place. Go on, I'll wait. If you didn't think of the Wing Guru, then we need to talk. The Wing Guru has been ranked the 6th best wing joint in the U.S. and number 1 in Memphis. We have national award-winning sauces like Honey Suicide, Garlic Sriracha, Memphis Dry Heat, Lemon Pepper Hot, Honey Zing the 901, and our newest flavor, Nashville Hot. We fry our wings in premium peanut oil, which means your wings actually taste like chicken and not the fried pickles that were done right before your order. We have locations in Mount Moriah and Stage Road in Bartlett. So come by and watch a game or talk hoops with the wing guru himself, former Tiger Billy Richmond. After you give us a try, we're confident the wing guru will be your new favorite wing place. We're also proud to announce we'll be inside the FedEx Forum next season for all Tiger and Grizzly games, serving the best wings in the city. Check us out on the web at thewingguru.com and call ahead with your order to go. This message is approved by the Wing Guru.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Is the car you're driving 2012 or newer? If so, here's something you need to know. Today's newer engines run hotter, making them more vulnerable to carbon buildup, which could affect engine performance. Protect your engine with new Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic, specially formulated to protect cars built 2012 or newer from carbon buildup. Learn more at ModernOil.com. Valvoline, since 1866. Visit AutoZone now. Buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic and an oil filter for $39.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine with today's Perks deal. Half off $50 to Las Margaritas with 8 locations throughout the Mid-South. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Look up the sky, because I'm coming up to you.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and he's one of our favorite guests. Any chance we can bring him on, we always enjoy it. His name is Mark Spears. He covers the NBA for ESPN and the Undefeated. He joins us now. Mr. Spears, how you doing, man?
I'm not ready to go yet. I need some more time.
Okay.
But I have no choice, and I guess we got to get going in about a week, right?
Yes, sir.
Indeed.
Yeah, it is. It always feels like it's sneaking up on you. You know, like the season starts earlier and earlier.
Yeah, no, I think it's time to cut these preseason games down to no more than 4. They seem a little pretty worthless.
Mark, what year is this for you?
I'm sure they scrimmage enough in practice.
What year is this for you covering the league? You've done it so. What do you keep in track these days?
19.
Woo! It's a good run.
19, buddy.
How tough?
In fact, it's funny you mentioned it because I was do you remember the name Tariq Abdul-Wahad?
Of course.
Yeah. So Tariq and I went to San Jose State together, and he's doing a book in France about being the first, you know, French basketball player in the NBA. And he asked me to do the forward, and I reminded him that he was actually at my first game covering the NBA because I covered the Denver Nuggets for 8 years.
Yep.
It was December 3rd, 1999, and he was playing for the Orlando Magic at the time. So it was, I mentioned that in the book, but yeah, man, 19 years.
How tough is it to balance right your life and then doing it that long? And I ask that because we just had a guy who's done it for a long time. I know you know well, and Ron Tillery had done it for 17 years, just stepped away. That life, man, where you're always on a plane, right, and you got your family wanting you back home. Just how tough is that life over that long a time, Mark?
You know, I'm not going to bitch about it because I watch basketball.
Sure.
Got to see the world. I could be doing a lot worse things than being on the radio talking to you guys, you know.
Absolutely.
So let me start by saying that, because there's somebody out there right now in Memphis digging a ditch that's like, I don't want to hear that.
Oh, ain't no doubt about that. That's the perspective.
My job has changed to the fact that, you know, most of my travel is during the playoffs.
Got you.
I haven't been a beat writer for like 9 years now. I used to cover the Nuggets and the Celtics. Now I've been covering the league for a while, so it changes in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that when I joke and say, man, I could use some more time, it's because my travel was tougher on the back end, covering the playoffs. Then after the playoffs are over, going to the finals, to the draft, and then going to summer league. And I got this feature, it's coming out next week, that, usually some extra stuff takes place. But I went to and this is one of those trips, like, okay, this is a great trip. I went to the Bahamas to do a story on DeAndre Ayton for a SportsCenter feature and an undefeated story. So I went to the Bahamas for 5 days. So I've been on the road a lot, and the tough thing about it, I actually tore my patella tendon in March, so I was on crutches during the playoffs, still doing rehab, still a little fatigue, but again, I write about basketball for a living.
Yeah. You mentioned that, and one of your latest pieces was a very good one on Derrick Rose. Up at theundefeated.com. We obviously know Derek very well here in Memphis. Let me ask you this, Mark. Does his career, and it's not over yet, which is sort of the point of the piece, but does his career, as promising as it once was, does it go in the same bin as Penny Hardaway's, as Grant Hill's, in terms of what could have been?
Oh, yeah. You hit it right on the nose, man. I mean, I try to tell some of these young heads, millennials, whatever, like, Grant Hill was the best player in the league the first year I covered the league. And they look at me like I'm crazy. And I'm like, go look at his stats that year. Go look at his athleticism. I remember seeing him do a baseline dunk, and I could have swore he must have jumped on the trampoline. There was nothing he couldn't do. He was a 6'8", small forward, believe it or not, kind of very LeBron-ish.
Yep.
Before LeBron, and he was just hitting his stride, and I've actually gotten to know Grant really well. If you guys ever see him, just say, hey, man, I know, you know, don't freak out when I ask you this, but can I see your ankle? He has the worst-looking ankle in the history of the world. It looks like a softball, and I think there's certainly a lot of regret for some of the surgeries that he had, which perhaps if such were taking place now, he wouldn't have had.
Yeah.
And it really destroyed his career. But Grant Hill definitely was one of those guys. Penny Hardaway, who you guys certainly know well, tell him I said congrats. Yeah. Also another guy who I thought was going to be an amazing, amazing player was Ralph Sampson.
Mm.
Like, if you remember that shot he hit against the Lakers, I thought he was way ahead of his time. He was a stretch four in the mid-'80s and had them knee issues, and it was over.
Yeah, and you know, I think the point of your piece, and I certainly understand Derek's perspective and the optimism, you know, he says he's as healthy as he's ever been, his first healthy offseason in 4 years. But I'm just curious, like, you hear him say that, and you know, his athleticism clearly is a husk of what it once was, and he's never been renowned as this, you know, as this great shooter. So, like, what is the best that Derek could hope for in terms of what he can be now, you know, on an NBA basketball court?
You know, he's still an NBA starter, though. You know, and so it's hard to see. Like, I remember Grant Hill at the end of his career coming off the bench. It's hard to see somebody that was an MVP just be a role player. But his career is still probably better than 95% of the people that ever played in this league.
No doubt.
It's just different. He'll never be that guy that jumps and dunks with two hands off the break on people. I think you remember that dunk he had on Goran Dragic years ago. And it really wasn't that long ago. I don't see that when I watch him play now. I don't see that kind of bounce, or if he gets a dunk in a game, he's probably going to be by himself. But he's still got that mid-range jump shot. He still can get his own shot. He still can go to the hole. He's just never going to be – he's Derrick Rose now. He's never going to be D. Rose again. But Derrick Rose is still a good NBA player.
Yeah, and while we're on the topic of Minnesota, the latest report is that Miami is still pursuing, you know, discussions with them on a Jimmy Butler trade. Jimmy was actually in the Minnesota locker room with teammates today before practice. I mean, do you really think there's a chance he's still a Timberwolf after all this?
It'd be awkward, you know. It's awkward. I mean, they got to do what's best for him. They got him under contract, and I'm sure he wants to be paid. So that's part of it. But it just, I remember when Steven Jackson asked for a trade from the Warriors, Steph Curry's rookie year. So we're talking 2009. It was just every day you're going to get asked about it. And until Jack finally got traded, it was just a daily thing. It drained on the team. You could put lipstick on it. You could act like there's nothing there. Everybody could smile and hug and say kumbaya. But until he gets traded, it's just going to be a daily distraction. And you can't tell me that there's not hard feelings there. I mean, obviously, Minnesota's got to do what's best for them. But to me, too much damage is done. It's going to be hard to go backwards and just act like nothing happened. Let's go play.
It's going to be hard, too, Mark, we think, and we know it. I mean, even with if you get a healthy Mike and Mark with the Grizzlies to make the playoffs in what is clearly a better West. Everybody came over. The West has improved all around them. Did you still like, all that said, did you like what they did the offseason? Was it slick good to you adding Kyle Anderson and Temple and Caspi? Do you like what they did and what they're trying to do and sort of, they say, getting back to grit and grind?
Well, I really like your rookie. And yeah. Yep. He is better than I thought he was going to be. I don't know how much he jumps in and affects the team immediately, but, you know, this kid had his size. I mean, we forget that his dad was one of the elite shooters in the NBA when he was playing. And he obviously got a similar stroke, learned how to shoot from Pops, but Pops gave him some great genes, man. He got a lot taller than his dad.
Yes,
and he's just a unique new school player who could shoot threes, score in the post, likes to defend. I think he is going to be one of the rookie steals, one of the guys that everybody, like, no one's talking about this kid, right? We're talking about Ayton. We're talking about Doncic. We're talking about Trey. We're talking about Bagley.
Right.
Nobody's talking about that kid, and perhaps it's because he's in a smaller market or whatever. But, no, he's certainly going to be one of the elite rookies and top kids long-term from this class.
That's certainly the hope. We are, of course, talking to Mark Spears, covers NBA for the undefeated. A couple more things, Mark. The over-unders are out from Vegas. The Los Angeles Lakers, I believe, their number is 47.5. What do you make of this team? To me, it feels like, you know, I wouldn't want to see them in the playoffs for sure. I mean, they have the best player in the universe. But it feels like to me they're going to take their lumps in the regular season just as they try to, you know, figure this thing out. Where are you on that?
I don't know what to think just yet. And I've made a point to try to watch all their preseason games.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to tell because, you know, Lonzo played for the first time tonight. Is he starting? Is Rondo starting? They got some veteran guys, but you got some young guys, man, that, you know, you got to play. I mean, Jason Hart is somebody we got to talk about more. Kuzma, potential star. Brandon, it's time for Brandon Ingram to step up and be an elite player, and I think LeBron could push him to become that. Lonzo, let's see how he's progressed. But do you stymie the progression of those young players so Lance Stephenson could play and JaVale McGee could play and, you know, Rondo could play? Like, there's going to be some disappointment there somewhere. So the one thing I remember when I covered the Celtics and they changed their team dramatically and won a championship was they had the luxury of going to London and going to Italy and getting away and getting to know each other and building a bond. But those guys were more older, more veteran guys. It's a unique mix of old and young on this team, and let's see how they mesh. But obviously they got the best player in the world. And the one thing I'm keeping an eye on is, if I had to bet money, marble, and chalk, I don't think this team that you're looking at now is going to be the same team at the end of the regular season or after the trade deadline. You got four young, talented players, four great assets, and Ingram, Kuzma, Hart, and Ball. Like, I wonder if the Lakers are quietly talking to Minnesota. I wonder if the Lakers would, you know, if the Kawhi experiment doesn't go well, would call Toronto and try to get him. You know, I could see them, like, you got LeBron for 4 years, go for it, mm-hmm. you know? Trade your young guys, go for it, and take this 4 years and try to win now instead of this odd mix of players that get you to the playoffs, but I don't know how far they get them. So I'm not convinced that what we're seeing when they start the season a week from tomorrow in Portland is the same seed team we're going to see in late February.
I got you. Mark, we know you got a role, but I was really curious and wanted to know your answer on one thing in particular. Sam Mitchell, Penny has added to that staff along with Mike Miller. They've got Tony Matlock, who's been in the game. But Sam Mitchell, what did you think of him as an NBA coach? Obviously a former NBA coach of the year. What's he give Penny?
Tell Sam I said he was terrible. He was awful.
You know, he tore his Achilles trying to show these young kids.
I hope he's listening. No, that's my guy, man. That's my dude. Sam is a great, great, big-time addition for Penny.
Yeah.
Big-time steal for Penny. That coaching staff is really good mm-hmm. and really attractive for recruits. Sam is a no-nonsense guy. So, you know, he's a guy that I think is going to be extremely valuable to Penny. I mean, it's one thing to coach AAU. It's another thing to coach the University of Memphis. Mm-hmm. And you guys know that pressure that comes with that job. But Sam, like I always say, if you're going to be a young coach, have a veteran guy who's seen a lot and done a lot to help you get through it. And, I mean, and Sam could still be a coach in the NBA and should be a coach in the NBA. Perhaps this leads to him being a head coach on the college level somewhere. But what a great addition. To be honest with you,
mm-hmm.
I was really, really surprised they were able to get him.
Yeah.
You know, but it was just, you know, getting him and getting a man who's, should be out there still shooting three-pointers.
He is.
I think Penny has a great staff, and I really would like to know what his sales pitch was to get Sam to leave the cushy job he had on television running his mouth to really doing some tough coaching in college. And I'll tell you what, them kids they got,
mm-hmm.
just know that Sam is going to keep it real with you, as they like to say. And I know a lot of young kids are sensitive and don't want to hear it, but ultimately he's just trying to push them to become a better player.
That's it.
Hey, Mark, maybe it speaks to the power of Penny. Sam told us that he actually reached out to Penny, like he wanted to be a part of it. Penny didn't even have to sell him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sam reached out to him and said, you know, can I be a part of this thing?
Man, he wanted some of that barbecue, man. He wanted watch out for Sam.
We sure
he's
will.
He's a foodie.
All right, Mark, appreciate
Mark,
the time,
thank
man.
You so
thank
much
you
for this,
always.
Brother.
All right, take care, man. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
He is Mark Spears, covers the NBA for ESPN and the Undefeated. Yeah, I mean, it's nice to hear that, right? If you're a Memphis fan, to hear, you know, how quality of a guy, you know, and how quality of a reputation Sam has around the NBA. You know, I was hard on him. You know, I was distraught.
We know why. I mean,
I thought we needed Larry in there.
Well, you were partial to Larry. You guys are tight.
Yeah,
we understand why. I think you get the same things.
Right. No doubt.
Without the baggage.
Sam doesn't bring the baggage, you know. And, mm-hmm. and yeah, so there you go. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the Jason and John Show. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The sports book at the Fence is now open. And folks, there's nothing like the action at a sports book. There's an energy and excitement that simply does not exist anywhere else. If you've never made a bet or aren't quite sure how to bet, no problem. It's simple, and we'll show you how. You can make straight bets against the spreads, over-unders, moneyline bets, prop bets, futures bets, parlays, even bets on games already in progress. And at the Fence, baby, you can bet on just about anything. College and pro football, college pro and women's basketball, college and pro baseball, college and pro hockey. Want to bet boxing? You can. Plus MMA, tennis, golf, soccer, World Cup, auto racing, motorcycle racing, truck racing, even air racing. You can bet on the Olympics, bowling, rodeo, rugby, lacrosse. Starting to get the picture? About the only thing you can't bet on at the Fitz is fly swatting and opera singing. Get your bets down now with the sportsbook at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Ram Power Days have arrived, which means great deals on the all-new Ram 1500, right in time for football and tailgating season. With 1500's available legendary Hemi engine, you'll have a Hall of Famer powering all your drives and celebrations on game day. Add in an available 12-inch touchscreen that's largest in its class, and you won't have trouble locating any stadium, home or away. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Power Days and see why more people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. Now get $7,800 in total values on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab equipped with premium lighting group package. And current competitive pickup owners get an additional $1,000 bonus cash. Class based on light-duty pickups since 2010. Based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016. Total values include combined cash allowances and $2,300 Bighorn package value. No trade-in required. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days prior to purchase. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Take retail delivery by 10/31.
Divorce is a serious thing. To the extent that you can save your marriage, you should. No one knows that better than the attorneys at Cordell & Cordell.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
As many of you know, we represent men in domestic relations cases. And most of our clients are captive to a process they didn't choose. If they could have, they would have saved their marriage. But their wives told them they want out. Suddenly at issue are the assets they've been a lifetime accumulating. What's more important, their role in their children's lives. If you're confronted with a marriage you can't save, we hope that you'll consider Cordell & Cordell.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. A partner men can count on. 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Cordell & Cordell, 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
It's time to get your game on. Be in the middle of it all this football season at Dave & Buster's. Bring the kids. And while you enjoy the game on multiple big screens, they can get their game on at Dave & Buster's state-of-the-art arcade. Hungry? Grab a game time appetizer or even a full meal and wash it all down with a draft or cocktail. Dave & Buster's, your football headquarters all season long. Dave & Buster's. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports. 2751 Wolf Creek Parkway.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit OrionFCU.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Commercial fleet sales event is going on right now over at Commercial Equipment Company. They're located at 5520 Shelby Oaks Drive. So get on over there. Throughout the entire month of October, I don't know about you, my grass still growing.
So this is a timely sale. Throughout the entire month of October, all commercial Gravely lawnmowers, including all walk-behind, zero-turn, and stand-on mowers, they're on sale.
Remember, you get 0% financing. That's up to 48 months on selected models. It's a Gravely commercial fleet sales event. It's going on at Commercial Equipment, as John said. They're located at 5520 Shelby Oaks Drive. It's real easy to get to, just south of Summer Avenue, located right across Summer Avenue, in fact, from Putt-Putt's. Easy to find. You can call them up at 901-275-8177, 901-275-8177. John, I know right now, too, a good time to buy a blower because all these leaves you're about to have.
Yeah,
they can help you there, too.
It's a blowout sale over at CEC. All Red Max backpack blowers are all on sale as well. Up to $50 off on the most powerful blowers on the market. So call for more details or stop by and let Jose help you pick out the blower that's going to work best for you. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Dave Lamont is going to join us. He's going to be on the call for what's going to be a huge game this weekend at the Liberty Bowl. 10th-ranked UCF coming in town to play the University of Memphis. And now we're going to play a little game, Jason. We're going to play a little game. I always like these games. Like, ESPN will do this, right? Like, they'll flash two graphics of, like, outlines of QBs, and yep, then they'll flash the numbers. So I want you to try to emulate that segment as best you can, because you brought this to my attention today. We're gonna do a little bit of quarterback A versus quarterback B, and then after you reveal the stats, you will also reveal the identities of both. Let's go.
Okay, here's quarterback A, and I'll just give you the basics. 1,549 passing yards. Here's Keith. Completion percentage 69.2, yards per attempt almost 10, 9.93, 15 touchdowns, one interception. You got all that?
Yep.
1549 on yards, 69% completion, yards per attempt 9.93, touchdowns 15, interceptions one. That's quarterback A. You got it? Here's quarterback B.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see some of these very similar. 1501 yards, completion percentage 59.6. Now that's about 10 points lower. Yards per attempt, 8.78. Again, about a yard lower. Touchdowns, same. 15 touchdowns. Interceptions, 4. Quarterback A had one interception this season. Bennett Doyle, which one's Mackenzie Milton, and which one is Brady White?
Come on, man!
I'll say A is Brady White.
You'd be dead right.
Man, Bennett was very nervous. He had a 50% chance of getting it right.
So do you hear what you're saying, Bennett, in getting that right? Brady White has actually thrown for more yards than Mackenzie Milton. His completion percentage, this is the one that jumped out at me, is 10 points higher at 69.2 than Mackenzie's at 59.6. Yards per attempt higher at 9.3. Again, 15 touchdowns, same as Mackenzie. Has thrown three fewer interceptions at just one this season. Mackenzie's thrown four. Here's the point of all that, and it threw me off a little bit when I looked at Brady White's numbers this morning. We've been tough on this kid, right? Particularly with, you know, the consistency with the deep ball. That's gone back to the preseason. With the when he's been good, you know, against the lower level opponents on their schedule, he shined, right? Mm-hmm. But against the teams that we've said were just kind of middle of the road, just kind of okay, you can't even call them good. Navy, Tulane. Hadn't played so well.
Yeah.
But when you put these numbers on paper,
yeah,
again, 1,549 yards, it's more than Mackenzie. He's only thrown the one pick. Again, the completion percentage, a lot of it stinks and dunks and throwing to your running back, sure.
Yep.
But again, at 69.2, that's impressive. The point I would make is I know, man, he's been coming, you know, you're coming after Paxton and Riley. And I think, you know, I think I'm a little guilty of this. You're comparing him to what you've been with those two guys have both gotten NFL shots.
Yeah.
And you're looking at Brady and sort of, you know, you remember the play against Tulane where they kind of get in, barely get a hand on him. He goes down. I mean, he has struggled at times. And we focused, I think, so much on those struggles. I didn't realize, I mean, the kid's been solid. If not. And again, you're looking at the numbers, and you can question Memphis' strength of schedule and all that stuff. He's been good enough, I think, in terms of what – if you would have asked Mike Norvell, right, you put up these stats with where they are in the season, he'd have told you I'd take that all day long. Been tough on Brady. Brady's been pretty decent. These numbers bear out.
Well, that's the interesting part, right? Like, his note, do you think they're complaining?
Still got to be better on deep throws. You know, there's still stuff,
correct.
Obviously.
I mean, yeah, that's
but
the –
Do those numbers not surprise you? I mean, the completion percentage, again, that Mackenzie ain't even at 60. You know, Brady's almost 70%.
So you think Memphis fans have been unduly harsh on Brady White?
Forget Memphis fans. I'm saying myself, and I wonder if me admitting it maybe some Memphis fans too can see that maybe they have as well. It's fair, right? We've been tough on Brady. There's no question about it.
Yeah, I think that's true. I definitely do think.
And he has been solid, and you put it with that run. Now, look, do they, you know, again, when it's been wet, and it was in that first half against Tulane, against Navy, they have not been good enough.
Yeah.
And we've questioned some of the play calling and all, you know, there's plenty. And you can again, I think on Brady, when it comes to, you know, pocket presence, things like that, some of the, again, that Tulane play just rings by with a guy. You know, I think at that point, Brady was a little scared. Mm-hmm. You know, he goes down when he feels a little bit. But all that said, the numbers themselves have been pretty solid to the point where maybe we have been a little tough on this guy. And at least to a point where it's not out of the realm of possibility to believe that if this game on Saturday against number 10 UCF, number 9 in the coaches poll, 10 in the AP, if this game on Saturday comes down to Brady having to make a few plays.
Yeah.
He's got the numbers that say he can.
He does.
Doing it is, you know, saying it is one thing, doing it two different. But he's been pretty solid. Been pretty solid according to these stats, man. I do think it will come down to that.
Well, don't you think the big...
It will come down to Brady.
Don't you think the big frustration with Memphis fans has not been necessarily Brady White? It's been Mike Norvell putting the ball in his hands too much. I mean, that's been the thing.
More so than Brady's play, yes, I think so.
I mean, because you think about that Navy game, right? The one that Memphis should have won because they were up, what, 21-9 and going into the fourth quarter?
Yeah, well, Brady didn't fumble that one ball. I mean, Patrick Taylor holds on that ball, the game's probably over, too.
That
they were on their way.
That is true, but you think back to that last drive, though, when it's, you know, you got
that
third
one.
And four.
Yeah.
You know, that ball should have been delivered to Darrell Henderson.
Agreed.
And let him make the play because he had been getting, you know, huge chunks of yards leading up to that. So I think people's frustration has been less about Brady White than it has been about Mike Norvell's insistence to, you know, to try to make him something that he probably isn't, I guess I would say. Like, he's not Paxton. He's not Riley Ferguson. He's not a guy who you're going to let just uncork that ball on a play action. Like, he's just a...
Yeah, but that said, and you're right, I think that the more of the criticism has come down on Mike and sort of the play calling, but that you saw Brady getting torn. People saying that, oh, you got the wrong quarterback out there, that you should have kept David Moore. I mean, he has faced it as well,
mm-hmm.
you right? I mean, you remember that after
sure.
Tulane, people are saying, man, this is why
everybody was under fire,
right?
That game, though. You know what I mean? Everybody.
And my whole point was never, well, you picked the wrong guy. It was sure would have been nice to have more in the fold, and that you've got when things are going bad, you've got a second option to go to, an option that understands your offense. Now, David ain't cut, you know, last time we looked, he wasn't burning it up in junior college. The point was you had a couple options when you had both of them in the fold.
Right.
But you saw some fans saying, this guy ain't got it. We picked the wrong one. Should have had David Moore. Not going. These numbers bear it out. He's been solid. And I would say, again, if you gave Mike Norvell these numbers at the beginning of the season through this point of the year, he'd tell you, I'd take that all day long. Told you I'd take that all day long.
I think that's true. I think that's true. Give, you know, especially in the face of all the criticism that he's gotten, I think that is absolutely true. Dave Lamont will join us at 12:25. We'll talk to him about this. And the rest of the matchup, that'll take place at 12:25. We'll come back. Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis' sports station.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is the hottest new restaurant and event venue in Memphis and a great place to watch football near the University of Memphis campus. Place is amazing, has more than 30 big screens so you can watch whatever game you want to watch all while grubbing on Cajun food and wings at our top shelf. Daily drink specials are available. Happy hours Monday through Thursday from 4 to 9. Ladies' night is Thursday and Sunday they have the bluegrass brunch, which is always fun. It's never too early to start booking holiday parties. Go ahead and do that and go get your fill of fun food and football at the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on the web, thebluffmemphis.com.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 60 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Kubota Zel 2501 DT packs powerful performance into one easy-to-operate compact tractor. Designed for all-day operator comfort and easy use of implements, the L2501 DT makes mowing, digging, hauling, and lifting quick and simple. Now get payments as low as $135 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months.
Now through December 31st, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Find a Kubota dealer near you at GoKubota.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 35% on appliance special buys. Stop wondering when the best time to buy is, because it's now. Get a GE Appliances top load washer and dryer, just $448 each. You save over $300 on the pair. The washer has a heavy-duty agitator for a powerful clean on top of the powerful savings. Save up to 35% with appliance special buys at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 17th. U.S. only, while supplies last. Gas, dryer, extra. See store for details.
Did you forget someone or need a few more gifts for friends or coworkers? It's not too late. Massage Envy Spa has four convenient locations where you can buy gift cards in any amount. Our licensed massage therapists will massage the stress away. Stop by Massage Envy Spa and solve your final gift-giving problems today in Collierville at Carriage Crossing, at Poplar at Exeter, and in Midtown on Union Avenue, and our newest location in Cordova on...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.